Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon once again. We are back with part three of our series of Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. My name is Keith Roy. I am a senior and a computer science major at Florida Memorial University. I am also an intern for NABWIC and MCL Construction. And today's guest, we have Shakira Robinson. Shakira, are you there?
Yes, I'm here, Keith. How are you?
How are you doing? Can you give the audience a brief introduction of who you are?
Of course. My name is Shakira Robinson. I am a senior at Purdue University studying occupational environmental sciences, and I am, too, an intern at MCO Construction in NABWIC.
That is really good, really, really good. I also heard that Purdue is a really great school, so that's good that you're studying at that institution. My first question to you is, in the book Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill, he talks about desire a lot in his first chapter. My question to you is, what is your greatest desire?
Okay. Well, as reading the novel, I came across a few different things that kind of opened up my mind to what it is that I want to do and making sure that I'm doing those steps and in that correct mindset for what it is that I plan to do. But I really took some time to meditate on and really kind of think on what is my greatest desire. You know, what I know what I want to become in my occupation, but my greatest desire, you know, something that consumes me, something that I am obsessed with. And I would have to say to become the president and CEO of a community center. That is my greatest desire. After all of the long years of working and after reaching to the top for me is to become the president and CEO of my own community health center.
Okay, and was this your greatest desire initially from the start? Or what sparked your interest in wanting to be the president and CEO of such a thing?
Well, actually, funny story is this happened recently within a NABWIC healthcare luncheon. So I've always wanted to know, like, I know I wanted to work in healthcare and I want to work in community health and community outreach, you know, starting up programs and health initiatives for our communities, because I feel like with health awareness and education, we can do so much better for our health as minorities and as people who definitely live in communities where we have access to things, but we don't know that some of these services are offered towards us. So I've always wanted to do the healthcare thing, and then we had Colonel Bold Hartley Jr., the president and CEO of Community Health of South Florida Incorporated, also known as CHI. And he came in and I had read his resume in planning and processing of the luncheon. And then he gave his words of wisdom during the luncheon. And, you know, I left home and I was like, oh, my God, I just met the president and CEO of CHI. Like, you know, this is a healthcare system that has many different campuses in the South Florida area. And I'm like, he looks like me, like, and I'm reading his resume. He went to an HBCU. He went, you know, he did many different things before becoming the president and CEO. And I'm like, this is possible. This is somebody who's an everyday person who's doing what it is that I attained to do. And I was like, so why can't I? Why be in the mindset of failure saying that, oh, that's the impossible. Like, who's the president and CEO? Like, how easy is it to become that? Instead of switching over to the successful mindset of, yeah, I can do this. This is exactly what I desire to attain. I no longer need to be in the failure mindset or the mindset of the impossible and making sure that my desires are definite. So having met him and seeing him at our event definitely gave me that push and that motivation to truly believe in myself and know that this is possible. So I need to build my network and I need to set my goals and really work towards this goal and know that it is attainable.
Right, right. Most definitely. Most definitely. Anything you put your mind to do, you can't achieve it. And I know that within the book, Napoleon, he talks about, I think, six steps on if you desire something, how you go about in trying to achieve it. So within your life right now, do you have a similar plan set or a similar way in which you're going to achieve that which you desire, which is to be president and CEO of such a thing as what you stated?
You know, within reading this novel, I ran into the six steps, and I was like, wow, they want us to come up with an exact amount of money that we would like to make. And anyone you ask wants to would tell you, like, oh, I just want to be wealthy. I just want to be rich. I just want enough so where I can survive. But to really sit down and come up with an amount, I'm kind of having a hard time doing that right now. So I know throughout this novel, as I read on, I'm going to learn how to really achieve those steps and how to plan those steps. So that's something that I expect to gain from this novel throughout reading it, because that is a very narrow, straightforward mindset that one must have to attain true success. So I really plan on gaining that as I continue through this novel.
Great. That's good to know, because usually when you don't know something and you read something, you know, it really inspires you and want to do exactly as the book tells you, which is great. And it's great that you have a renewed mindset on how is it you're going to achieve your riches and goals. Now, moving forward, I know the book talks about a few stories about failure, and especially about the man who was digging for gold. And he, you know, he could have been a millionaire, but he passed up the opportunity. And the junk man ended up becoming a millionaire off of his equipment. So my thing is, with failure, does failure ultimately means you moving forward or moving backwards? What's your opinion on that?
Well, as far as the story, 3 feet away from gold goes, I found that story to be very, very inspirational, because we found a lot of time in life that we run across many trials and tribulations, and we go through these ups and downs, and life is like a roller coaster, and sometimes when we're down, we feel like we're down and out for the game. But in reality, we aren't. Just around the corner from you being burdened and at rock bottom, there's usually something around the corner that's a success right behind it, or there's something really close coming near. So you have to really bear through the storm. Like my grandma always says, after the storm comes the sunshine. So you can't always look at, like, this is a storm and I'm not going to make it through it, but every storm passes by. So you have to make sure to keep going, and perseverance definitely is something that is needed when it comes to failure, because you will get through it. It doesn't last forever. And you should be able to push through it. So I just think having faith to move forward and definitely persevering is something that is needed when dealing with failures. And even when you're, you know, sometimes you kind of like, well, I said that last time and I kept hope and nothing still happened and you wanted things to still happen. But you have to continue to persevere, because it's not on your time. I always say it's on God's time. So regardless of the situation, sometimes it's not how you plan it out to be, but how he does. So that's how I feel about failures.
Wow, very, very inspirational, very inspirational. Also, what exactly is your favorite part of the chapter while reading this chapter of Think and Grow Rich? Which part of the chapter has really touched you or has really inspired you?
I would have to say the entire book so far. I mean, from the introduction to the first chapter to the second chapter, I've even spread the word to friends. That's how much it has impacted me. I posted it on my social media, and I want to thank, you know, Anne McNeil for allowing us and or at least introducing us to this novel, because I feel that each and every one of us as interns and those, you know, who are out there as well listening can gain from Think and Grow Rich, no matter the age, no matter the level of success, because everybody can learn something from the novel. So I'm really looking forward to it. I know it's kind of helping me to steer my path in life on what it is that I truly desire to attain. So I'm grateful for that, and I think this will come out to be a great novel, and I recommend it to anyone.
Great, and also I'm thankful for you to be on the show, but unfortunately we have ran out of time to this show, and it was really a pleasure to talk to you today.
Thank you.
To get your opinion, to get your opinion on, you know, the book and how you felt about certain things. So once again, I thank you. Thank you for being on the show. It was a pleasure, and we're glad to have you here.
Great. Have a great evening.
Have a great evening. Thank you.